This episode of the Inner Ho Uprising is sponsored by Simple Health. Inner Ho
Uprising. Welcome to the Inner Ho Uprising,
the podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of me, Sam, one black, non-monogamous, pansexual, feminist ho who lives in New York City, and whose pronouns are she and her. In addition to
Rodeca, me, one fat black pansexual whose life is a series of coincidences that somehow landed in here. Pronouns are she and her.
Akua, the bald one. Pronouns she and her.
Nice.
So short.
It's good to know who you are. She's also short, so
we're the same height. Relax.
You're also short, and so it all
giant.
Makes
Rob
sense.
Rob Giant. The giant, agender, pansexual, feminist with a fatty, pronouns they, them.
We have two types of episodes on this here show. They are group episodes and interview episodes. On interview episodes, I, Sam, the principal host of this here show, and one of my rotating co-hosts talk to folks with insightful perspectives on sex, love, dating, gender, and or race. And on group episodes, all of the hosts come together to chat about sexual current events in the world, our lives, and yours. This episode is a group episode. And what kinds of things are we talking about today, guys? What y'all got for us?
Yes.
I love gay cartoons.
Some sexual assault warnings.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Meg Thee Stallion being eco-friendly.
Pride Month things.
You know?
Because it's Pride, y'all.
And we Happy gay. Pride.
Before we get into that, we have a couple of short segments, and they are...
Bae of the Week.
We talk about people who we find attractive.
Ho of the Week.
We shout out you guys, the homies, listeners, and the fans.
And Self-Care Tip of the Week,
where we give y'all some advice on how to take care of yourselves.
And if you would like to follow along with the conversation had in this podcast on social media, you can do so by using the hashtag InnerHoUprising so we can see it, in the hashtag PodIn so other people can see it.
And if you want to pay us to speak at your school or conference about sex positivity, black feminism, or the other kinds of topics that we discuss on this here show, to book us, send us a line to ihupodcast@gmail.com. What's up first?
Bae of the Week.
There you go.
Cool.
Rodeca, the people haven't heard from you in forever.
Oh, hi, guys. Welcome back.
I know.
How was your trip?
Wow, yeah.
Well, we'll get into that later. But yeah, I know. It's been a while. my Bae of the Week is Lizzo, a.k.a. Sasha B. Fluton, a.k.a. the twerking, fluting princess that I just love her so much.
Yes, I was just bumping her album on my way here.
Yes, Tempo is my shit. That's my theme song at this point. But yeah, I feel like she's been getting a lot of recognition that she was kind of flying under the radar for a while. And she's just been on covers and being invited to galas and just being really out there and kind of representing for fat black women, putting us on the map. She recently gave an interview on The Breakfast Club talking about the importance of mental health as well. And she said something like how much it's a privilege that our parents and grandparents didn't really get to utilize, and so on. And it really kind of hit home with me. And just the fact that she was bringing it to the forefront. I mean, it should be a conversation, but it's always good to hear more celebrities talking about making sure that you're going to therapy and utilizing it, because she was on stage and someone afterwards was saying like, you did such a great job, but she didn't even like remember it because she had so much anxiety and so much like just in her own head that she felt like she did terrible, and she just felt like she's usually such a confident person that she had to seek help because something was really wrong. And just every time that I see her on my timeline, like, I feel like I'm blessed. Like, I don't know what's going on. She's just so confident, so beautiful, that like a lot of people would try and compare me to other people, and I know I don't look like her, but if anybody wants to just compliment me, just be like, oh, you kind of look like Liz, I'm fine. I'll take that, because she is bad, and like I just needed to shout her out, because every time she just gives me so much confidence in myself, and just her representing and seeing her getting these centerfolds and all these covers is just amazing.
Yes, that's dope.
Yeah.
Well, you had a musical Bae of the Week too, right?
Oh, of course. It's Meg Thee Stallion.
Another great.
Another great. I don't know why I've been fixated with Megan lately. Like, I'm always fixated with Megan, but like this past week, I've just been like Megan. And I don't know why.
The whole world is like Megan.
Yeah,
Megan.
Right. That's oh, maybe it's just like, not me. Okay,
she's in your feed with her stomach out all the time.
Yes,
because she's even more present.
Yeah.
Oh, like, I thought it was just me.
People like, are calling it the Stallion Summer. Like, that's what this is.
No, it's hot girl shit all summer.
Are you Stallions or City Girls this summer?
Yep. It is hot girl shit all summer, and I'm here for it. I am here for it. So not is she only a badass bitch, but she's talented, she's fine, and she cares about the environment. Yeah. And I was like, Megan. Now, granted, I'm doing all the stuff you say you're going to start doing. You know, I'm recycling. I'm using less electricity. I'm using reusable bottles. So it don't apply.
Do you compost?
No, bitch. I live in a apartment.
My sim had to check you. Like, so
are you really about this life?
Niggas don't got no choice sometimes, okay? Composting is like, that's definitely a thing that,
You know,
it's not available everywhere. Or you got to carry your fucking compost to like a place to compost.
Mm-hmm.
Sam's like, I don't know. I manage.
Well, I do have a compost bin, so you make a good point.
But aside for that, I am ready for her hot girl beach cleanups. You know, I'm ready to be on the beach.
Is that the thing that's really happening?
It needs to be. She has said it, so I'm waiting for it.
Oh, she said it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I'm ready for it to happen. I want to be on the beach in my thong bikini, cleaning up shit.
Yes. I'm ready to see that.
Doing hood rat shit with my hood rat friends. That's some hood rat shit.
I like that.
That's another fun fact. I'm ready.
No, I'm reclaiming the word hood rat to encompass everything. Yeah. So us cleaning the beach is hood rat shit.
Are you gonna twerk?
Oh. Us going to the museum is hood rat shit.
You're gonna twerk while you're
I'm going to twerk
the...
as I pick up.
Can I record?
Yeah.
Very proud of you, Meg.
For reals.
Anybody else got a bae of the week?
So my bae of the week is India Moore.
Nice.
Yes.
So it's pride. And
Pose is coming back. Also.
Pose is coming back.
Pose is coming back June 11th. Get ready for your niggas.
I thought you said gay ready, and I wanted that.
Oh, also
to be
gay
what
ready.
You said,
queer ready, pan ready. One reason why like I really identify with India Moore anymore is a non-binary act.
person who acts,
that was kind of weird, right? Yeah. But a person who acts and a model as well, and so they were born biologically male and transitioned, but it's like I think that they're still coming into themselves as far as their gender identity. So there's like not that much talk about that in the interview. They talk about it more on their Instagram, how they're not really comfortable with correcting people when they say she, because she does present like very cis presentation of a woman, or just like it's just a very feminine presentation. And they feel like it's like what was the word? Don't want to be like, not inconvenient, but just don't want to be annoying with a inconvenient like pronoun for other people. But then also saying, but it's not about other. It was just like very affirming to hear that, that it's like, it's still like a process. Like it's not like just because you get famous and you get money, like you suddenly know who you are.
Yeah.
It's like you're really still discovering that throughout the whole path. And I don't know, they're from New York at that. You should definitely read that interview. They detailed where they come from, where they came from. They are Dominican, Haitian,
nice,
and Sock one passe. Other Puerto Rican.
Yes, Puerto Rican.
And they grew up in a household that was very like masculine affirming, like you are a little boy, you need to act like a little boy. And they left when they were like 14 and just ended up in the foster care system for a very long time. And their escape was through like being discovered as a model. It's like that's the part that's like, it's beautiful, but it's like, damn, not everybody gets that shot. Not everybody is that passing to even get that shot, but it's like somebody makes it sometimes, which is, it's still like a little glimmer of hope for trans people to have either way. And now they're like, they have a connection with their mom. They think it was saying that they were staying with their mom in the South Bronx between Poe stuff.
Oh,
and I was like, that's wild. Cause it's like, I would never like, cause they're only 24. They're like super
really?
Young, like on their mom's insurance, getting hormones through their mom's insurance,
better
which
use
is
those
like
benefits, boy.
Facts. Nah. It's just so crazy. Cause you know, I don't know, me personally, I guess I always have this idea, like, and I guess it's like a idea that I formed when I was a child that just never really changed, even though it's starting to change now that I'm getting older and I'm meeting famous people. But, you have this idea that when people like are on TV that A, they're automatically fucking grown even when they're kids, and that it's just like everything's like done for them.
Yeah.
Like, how, like, when I first read that, I was like, how are you getting, like, how are you at Rite Aid? You, and you're more at Rite Aid picking up your hormones? Yeah. They're not getting shipped to your fucking door? And then it's like, no, like, they're still really a fairly normal, not normal, of course, you can't say normal. You can't say normal. Like, niggas is modeling for Louis Vuitton and on the cover of Elle. You definitely can't say this is like the average person, but still a person nonetheless, and a person who's still connected to their community, and a person who still doesn't have all of every single perk that a cis woman does have.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was my beta week.
Nice.
I love you, my nigga. Cause you black. That's
funny. Shout out to the homies. And now let's shout out the homies who we actually know with Hoe of the Week.
We can start with everyone.
Whoever existed.
Yeah. Mine starts with everyone who, too. So
we can start with everyone who has shouted us out as a recommended podcast for Pride Month.
Yes.
Starting the first day of Pride and through the rest of Pride, because I know y'all keep doing it.
Thank you.
Y'all.
Thank you so much.
Ya. We can go into Payahoes. Thank you to Anais F., Sonia F., Kayla S., who wrote a lovely little note. Kayla said, been listening to the podcast for the last year and love it. I sang that for them.
Thank you.
Finally have some more income and got a Patreon just for this. Thank you for all the content. It's provided lots of knowledge and laughs. Clapping emoji.
Thank you,
Kayla, for getting some dollars and then thinking of us.
That was very sweet.
And then last but definitely not least, Ask a Brown Feminem.
Oh, I like that. Feminem.
Yes. All of these lovely people have become Patreons.
And I also wanted to thank everyone and make you guys all my Hoe of the Weeks who took the time to personally congratulate me on my 2 graduations this month. Ooh. And just generally.
Oh, yes!
Oh, niggas graduated not only once, but twice.
And
who did it?
And just generally showing love. It was so many people, like there were a lot of people who DM'd me personally, so I was able to respond, but like even then I was just scrambling trying to say something personal. And I just wanted to say thank you so much, because I really feel the love and I felt it and I needed it. So I just appreciate you for even thinking about me, and like, you know, people are sweet and you guys are great, so thank you.
We appreciate y'all.
Congratulations, Rodicky.
Thanks.
Now let's go on to self-care tip of the week.
Self-care tip of the week is actually Rodeca inspired.
Yeah, I was about to say it has to be, because this was speaking to me hard. So,
and it was really it's to celebrate your wins and accomplishments before and or while moving on to the next one. And this is the self-care tip of the week for me, because Rodeca has graduated twice, and she has celebrated for the first one for JetBlue University, Academy, and then she's celebrating today with friends and other people for her bachelor's degree. But she really got her bachelor's degree like 6 months ago.
I did.
We knew that.
And it's so easy. I remember when I got my master's degree, my degree was conferred before actually commencement. And but in that time, in that 6 months, I had a new job. I had like all this other stuff that had happened that it didn't feel worth celebrating commencement, because I already got the degree. But mind you, I also didn't celebrate when I actually got the degree conferred. And it's like, you tend to do that in your life, you know, instead of acknowledging these milestones, instead of acknowledging that you worked so hard to get here, it's like, all right, I did this, checked it off, next to the next goal, to the next goal. And we really need to be celebrating these little things. Like, and everyone in this room is guilty of it. Like, Rob is doing FDNY shit. Ain't no celebration for that. We should be twerking by now. Samantha's out here podcasting all types of motherfucking shows, producing shit. We ain't twerking for the hoe. Like, everything requires a celebration moving forward. Like, I'm not letting anybody slide. Everything requires a celebration, because we work so hard for these things. Like, I just passed my license exam. You did. I spent 3 months
literally pushing my anxieties onto my friends and screaming for validation every day. And then I passed and I drank some water and kept it moving and didn't say anything. Like, no, because I'm thinking, oh, yes, I passed the test, but I still have 1,000 hours till I get the actual license. And it's like, no, bitch, you struggled for 3 months.
Yeah, you do.
You know, crying about this test. Celebrate that. So that is the self-care tip. I challenge everyone to, you know, start celebrating the minor milestones.
Well, congratulations to all of us.
Some badass people in this room.
Yo, that's a fact.
I mean, okay, how about this? Like, can we just have a party?
Yeah. When I think about all the people celebrating their mediocrity, and I mean white men, and also just cis men in general. White people. And it's just like, it just be, honestly, it'd be basic shit where you're just like patting yourself on the back. And when we work hard, exactly, you know?
I took a picture with my son today.
Because in a world where it's not set up for you to win.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
And you win. We gotta celebrate it. You know, niggas is going through systematic oppressive shit plus regular everyday life came at you shit. Yeah. And still hitting these goals.
That's true.
You forget.
That's a great self-care. Yeah.
And I just fall victim to just feeling like I need to be doing more. Mm-hmm. Like, even when I'm doing something right, or when it you hit something, you're thinking, I should have been there 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. I should have been there a year ago. And then it's like, oh, okay.
But time is a construct.
I know, right? Yeah.
So did it even, like, does it even matter?
No.
Did you ever do anything? Maybe you shouldn't be celebrating anything.
Who always looks at us like, why do you guys get here every time?
Celebrate existing on this rock that is traveling through space.
No, I remember when Samantha said that. Samantha said, we're just on a rock in space, traveling around a gaseous beam up ball of whatever.
Yeah, that's traveling around another one.
I was sitting in. That has stuck with me. And then I was sitting in with a client and almost said that to them. Like, don't, none of this matter, like, my nigga. And I was like, I gotta take this back.
Yeah, that's too far. That could fuck somebody's brain up.
No, because I be sending my clients for a trip sometimes. But I was like, no.
Reel it back.
But like, just hearing people stress, and I'm like, nigga, sometimes to like quell my anxiety, I'm just like, we all know, just floating rock.
Nothing matters.
So the fuck?
But everything matters at the same time.
At the same
because systematic oppression, systemic oppression, and systematic oppression, you feel that shit.
So celebrate your time on the rock. Okay.
All times on the rock.
Yes.
These are big all facts. Timelines. These are very, very big facts. Thank you for that, Akua. Mm. My Sam summer / spring dating tip this week is to take your bae fencing.
Ooh, yes. Oh, yes. Fencing is so fun.
Huh? Where we do that at?
I don't know. We go on Groupon and we type in fencing and usually something pops up. So
no,
honestly,
that's what we need because people won't.
Yeah. Fencing was my gym class.
Groupons.
Oh, in high school?
Yeah.
It's so fun.
I always wanted to like stab somebody.
Yeah.
But like not really.
It's not as but not gratifying really, you have as like straight at the and it tip. Bends. Yeah. Like it's not it's like you're really fine. Hurting somebody.
It's all fine.
That's a good dating tip.
That sounds mad cute.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Not that I be going on dates and shit. I be in the crib eating mad Cheetos, but...
Oh, that's where you need to
that's
be.
Do y'all consider this a date?
Oh, my God.
Eating Cheetos in the crib.
Cheetos in the car, not in the
I have another dating tip, but it's kind of corny.
Oh, do it.
Oh, what is it?
So, I'm in a relationship, but regardless.
You can still date,
it's
nigga.
Been a while. No, I'm saying, like, I have not said that on the show yet.
Oh,
so,
yeah, that's
but
true. They're not privy.
Something that me and Bryce, I know that name seems familiar, but regardless, did or are doing is we wrote down all the things that we want to do, like, within the next year or so, especially given...
Your bucket list.
We wrote it down, threw it in a cup, and then, like, we're just going to pull it out. The one that we're doing next is try Bizarre Food. So, like, we were watching Bizarre Food America, and we're going to try some just disgusting things, honestly.
What is it?
One of them is, like, an innards type of omelet thing. So it's like
nice innards omelet.
It's like lamb brains and guts and all that type of stuff.
Fear factor type nigga shit.
And then we're just gonna try 3 different places and just go for it. That's our next thing.
Are you prepped with the what is it, Rolaids and the
Pepto-Bismol
and the Modium AD?
I should. I didn't even think about that.
Perhaps a diaper.
Because it goes in hot,
comes out hot.
Why would you say a diaper, my nigga? Do you want these niggas to shit themselves on this date?
You might. I don't know what happens when you eat brain so regularly, like, and a diaper. Don't forget to put that in your bag.
Not shit, perhaps.
That's like,
you can also just shit on yourself.
That's the coolest hoe bag. Like, fucking diaper. Y'all niggas didn't see that?
If I'm not eating shit I regularly eat, I know when my stomach starts to turn. You don't know what might happen.
Here's a random question. When was the last time you shit on yourself?
Ooh. I was eight.
Damn, that's not recent.
High
enough.
School.
No. Not at all.
That's not recent. High enough school. Either.
Sam sounds like it was yesterday.
I was 24.
Okay, that's pretty recent.
Right, it was pretty fucking recent.
All right, so before the most recent time, I was 23 and I was on my period. And the most recent time, bitch.
Oh my God.
This was 3 weeks ago. Oh! I was very sick a couple weeks ago.
That doesn't count. That doesn't
it
count.
It does count. It's literally
does count,
shitting
nigga.
Yourself.
I've been very sick before. I've been very sick before. Cool. That's why y'all didn't get an episode that week. A bitch was not okay, son.
Okay. It be happening though, and when it be happening, you be mad, but then low key be like, "This is kind of funny
because that's crazy."
I was like,
"Enjoy your bizarre food.
Facts. Enjoy your brains.
That's funny. Thank you for that.
Facts.
Event plugs.
All right. So we are doing a lot of shit for the month of June.
A lot of shit.
It writes itself.
Come on, we asked for it.
That's funny.
And first up is the Inaho Uprising live show. So Inaho Uprising is collaborating with Much Different Space to put on a live show Friday, June 7th, which might be the Friday after this comes out.
Yes, it is.
Pretty close. Buy your tickets together. Right now.
Right now. Just pause this right now. And get to it. And Much Different Space is a live audience recording theater and a community and culture center. And they're throwing a all weekend long open house to introduce people to the space and the debut of Storytime Studios. So there will be day events, live podcast shows, and after parties. And we will be there performing a live show with a special guest.
Ooh, who is it? Oh my God.
We're going to let y'all wait. You got to come and see.
Yeah.
Again, this is June 7th. The doors open at 8. We go on at 9:30, and then there's an after party where I will most likely be twerking after I've stretched.
That's a fact.
Starting at 10:30.
This
is in Brooklyn on Bedford Avenue. Tickets are $20. If you RSVP with the link Samantha has put down below, and there's $25 at the door.
Ooh, ooh la la.
Next, we have a film screening coming up.
So
Inaho Uprising, that's us, are partnering with Jean Graham, and we're going to be hosting a film screening of This One's for the Ladies. It's an uncensored NC-17 director's cut screening of this film. They are the winners of South by Southwest 2018 Film Festival. It is a film that follows the hottest male dancers in New Jersey and explores the intersections of exotic performing, community, and resilience. There will be a Q&A with us and the director, Jean Graham, following. This will be June 11th, 7:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. Not too late. Come out. Don't play.
Come through.
It's going to be at AMC Magic Johnson Theater in Harlem. It is free 99 with RSVP. So,
and that link to RSVP will be in the description of this motherfucking episode.
Yeah, you could put in a link for the trailer of the movie.
Yes.
People see what they need to come and see.
That will also be in the description of this motherfucking episode.
Mm-hmm. Next, we have the Carefree Black Girl Cookout. Carefree Black Girl is a movement that promotes Black women who strive in spite of obstacles through entrepreneurship, community, and arts. It is an interactive festival that promotes women empowerment, entrepreneurship, and the arts. And there will be food, games, performances, wellness activities like intention setting workshops by Queen.
Are you with Queen and Jay?
Yes. A glam bar and hair products and other things like food. That was there. I just was really emphasizing on food because the bitch is hungry.
It's a cookout, y'all. There's going to be fucking there will be food there, bro.
It is June 15th from 2 to 7 p.m. at Herbert Von King Park. It is also free 99 with RSVP, and the link will also be in the bio, well, down below in this episode.
It's fucking lit.
All right, and last but not fucking least.
Certainly not.
There's a Juneteenth after work kick back, my niggas. Hosted by none other than T with Queen and Jay.
They know how to throw a party.
Yes, they fucking do. Because if you miss pod, and you gotta be here to make up for the lack thereof. Juneteenth is the first Black national holiday that commemorates the day slaves in Texas learned about the abolition of slavery and Emancipation Proclamation years after. And Queen and Jay host an annual kickback to celebrate this holiday, Black existence, heritage, and community. So that'll be Wednesday, June 19th from 6 to 10 p.m. at Vaughn Bar. And how much is it?
$3.99
with RSVP. Fucking right.
The link to RSVP to that will be in the description of this episode. And finally, if you're not tired from June, July 7th, we are doing our monthly Sex Trivia Sundays night. Sex Trivia Sundays is a pub trivia night where we twerk, we play games, we play music. Most importantly, we play trivia. The winner of trivia wins a prize. The second place winner also wins a prize, and prizes are sponsored by Babeland. We also have drink specials like the cum shot.
Which me and Aku would drink way too much of.
Did you?
Because it was so fucking good.
It was so yummy. Oh my God.
So oddly yummy. It doesn't taste anything like cum.
That's kind of unfortunate. We might have to
jizz it up a little bit. No.
Excuse me.
We might have to jizz that up a little bit.
That didn't taste jizzy enough. I need to actually jizz in it next time, all right?
Please, sir, may I have some cum? So for all that, live July 7th, you already know what it is. We do this every month. Come the fuck through. Link to RSVP to play to compete will be in the description of this episode. Pay a ho. If you love, love, love this show and appreciate the hard work that we do to bring it to you every week, we would so greatly appreciate it if you supported us monetarily and non-monetarily. To support us monetarily, we ask you to visit innerhouseuprising.com and choose the Pay a Ho Once or Pay a Ho Monthly options. Pay a Ho Once redirects you to our PayPal, where you can drop off any one-time donation at any amount that you want as many times as you want. So that takes you to paypal.me/innerho. It's kind of like we're fuck buddies and we just call each other up when we want to satisfy that itch. If you choose the Pay a Ho Monthly option, you'll be redirected to our Patreon, which is patreon.com/innerhouseuprising. On Patreon, you'll be given the option of setting a monthly recurring donation at any price that you want. And we'll return the favor with some monthly goodies, like we're in a committed relationship and we have some expectations for one another. So if you donate $2 or more a month, you get early and discounted access to Inner Ho Uprising events. And if you donate $5 or more a month, you get, fuck that, a regular Inner Ho Uprising newsletter curated by yours truly. It's fun, it's insightful, it's filled with offbeat stories about sex, love, and dating that you may have missed in the current drudgery of the news cycle. If you're strapped for cash or don't wish to support us monetarily, then there are other ways to help us out. You can leave an Apple Podcast review or a Stitcher review. You can comment on one of our episodes on SoundCloud or CastBox or Himalaya. You can tweet about us and tag us on Twitter or Instagram. You can reply to Twitter threads asking what your favorite podcasts are with our @. You can drop a link to your favorite Inner Ho Uprising episode in your group chat. You can tell your work best friend to give us a listen. Or you can walk down the street rocking some Inner Ho Uprising merchandise, which you can find on innerhouseuprising.com/merchandise. Now, let's get into this motherfucking show. With a segment that we like to call
Fuck That,
which is our current event segment. What's happening in the world? I don't turn on the TV anymore.
If you didn't know, you're going to find out today.
Ooh. I'm ready.
Mr. Ratburn is gay and married.
Nice.
He's me.
And if you don't know who Mr. Ratburn is, we're talking about Arthur. I want to sing the theme song, but I can't.
Everybody that you meet that when you're walking down the street,
hey,
has an original want or need.
Hey,
and I say, hey,
hey,
what a wonderful kind of gay.
Hey,
we can learn to work and play,
hey,
and get along with each other. Hey. Nice.
Thank you for going. Hold it in.
Yeah.
So Arthur is a beloved children's cartoon show produced and distributed by PBS. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it started airing in 1996. It is still going, which I did not know.
I didn't know, but I'm ready to hump back on.
Ooh. Yeah, that's exactly what you said with no hesitation. Yeah.
Hump? We're talking about a kid show, all right?
All right. You all right, man?
It's been clean. A really long time thinking about? I've had sex.
Let's keep it clean. It's been 84 years.
Oh, my God.
And Artha follows an 8-year-old aardvark named Artha Reed, his family, his friends, exploring everyday issues in their hometown.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an episode, it's called Mr. Ratburn and a Special Someone, and it aired on May 13th as the first episode of season 22. And I'm going to give you a quick synopsis of the episode. So the episode begins with Mr. Ratburn announcing that he's going to get married to his classroom, his third grade classroom. That's who they are.
He's
going to
marry his classroom.
Oh, wait. Yeah, that was a... No. My brain was picturing
there was a strong
class.
Silence after that, which kind of made me laugh because we're like, what?
So he's announcing to his class, his third grade class, that he's getting married.
Yeah.
And the kids go on to believe that he's marrying a woman named Patty, who is actually his sister and his strict, overbearing wedding planner. They saw him with his sister and assumed that would be the person he was marrying, and then began to plan to break up his marriage and hook him up with other suitable matches that they felt was suitable.
What kind of third grade class is this?
Yo, these niggas is nosy and meddling. These meddling kids.
That's hilarious.
So, after failed attempts, so they tried hooking him up with multiple people, the library and other people. It didn't work out. They decided that they were going to go to the wedding. He invited the third grade class to the wedding. They decided they were going to the wedding and to object. They were going to protest the motherfucking wedding. They wrote down what they was about to say. They wrote down their list of demands.
What?
They were like, no.
These
we're
kids
not doing
were
this
strongly
shit. Are he's not really marrying that
was
bitch.
Was Arthur always like this?
Oh, yeah.
So at the wedding, they actually chicken out. They didn't do it. Find out that the woman they thought Mr. Ratburn was going to marry is actually his sister. And then they see Mr. Ratburn walking down the aisle with a male aardvark, a male person, who...
Aardvark person.
Aardvark person.
So sweet.
I don't know what it is. Like, it's a show
you
about animals,
so
but they're
hard.
People.
Humans. Not that many
aardvarks
animals.
Aardvarks are people, too.
It's aardvarks and bunnies.
And
yeah,
monkeys.
Bunnies.
Dogs.
And dogs. Like, they got it all.
Yeah.
A lot of anamorphic creatures.
Exactly.
so they see him walking down the aisle with a male who winks at them. And then the episode ends with Mr. Ratburn and his assumed husband dancing at the reception.
Aww.
And the kids are just kind of cringing because adults dance and they eat wedding cake. So if you can hear from the synopsis, it's a very implicit show. There's no one said anything about a gay wedding. No one said anything about gay marriage. No one even called no one a husband.
It was just, I thought she was going to marry this bitch. We hate her. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're marrying this nigga. All right, this is fine.
And yeah.
He's a good guy.
And the actual ceremony wasn't shown. All you were shown was him walking down the aisle and then them dancing afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
This caused a lot of hoopla.
Alabama.
They mad.
Speaking of Alabama.
Isn't that how they sound in Alabama?
Alabama.
Listen, we're not going to start this nonsense again because there was a point in time where everybody from Alabama thought I hated them because I made one off-color comment.
It was like nobody in Alabama listens. Niggas was like, we are here and we do not want to be erased.
I have since apologized.
Yes, she has. But some niggas in Alabama is fucking shut up again. They refused to air the show when it debuted on May 13th and instead played a rerun. So it's Alabama Public TV that distributes PBS programming in the states of Alabama, and the director said that they banned it due to violation of trust. He said that airing it without warning, if they aired it without warning, the station would be taking away choice from parents who felt it was inappropriate for their children. Now, the lie about this is that they were given a chance to watch the episode in April, a month before it was to air. So
they were not surprised.
You had a whole month to warn parents if that was really what you wanted to do about this gay ass episode.
Turn the TVs off.
Like, if that, but she chose not to.
Yeah.
Alabama pulled the same stunt back in 2005 when a spinoff of Arthur, which I fucking loved.
Postcards from Buster, my nigga. I used to love that show too.
What? They had an episode featuring two lesbian moms that Alabama also refused to play at that time. And I was like,
were they rabbits?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if the lesbian.
Because Postcards from Buster was also a live action show. So they could have been real moms. Live action? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was lit. It was like a travel series starring Postcards from Buster. You were older, and so were we, but we still watched
it. But I still watched it. Bitch.
I probably had cable at the time. I was like, ooh, I don't need PBS.
Stick to your roots. Don't get all high acidity on us.
Bougie.
So. It's like fuck Alabama, like you lying, you knew damn well.
The government of Alabama. Yes. I hate to say fuck all of Alabama because you
knew damn well you had time to warn people. You just didn't want to play it. You wanted to be bigots. You ain't want to play it. Cool. You should stand to your shit, but you won't. Reading this gave me absolute joy. Like finding out about gay ass Mr. Ratburn, and it made me think
that's
about
his full name.
Gay ass Mr. Ratburn. Because it made me think about, you know, the history of queer ass people in children cartoons. Like we all knew those teachers, and it was always teachers. Mr. Simmons from Hey Arnold. He was gay. Oh yeah. There was even an episode on Thanksgiving where he had a partner. He was gay.
Yeah.
It was. Oh, I can't. Ms. Grokey from Recess.
Yeah.
She was a hippie ass lesbian. y'all tell me what y'all want, but I was 8 and I saw it. Okay. Yeah. Who else?
I feel like kids shows also make queer people evil.
Oh, like him and the Powerpuff Girls.
Like him, yeah.
Him was I never felt that nigga styling. Oh my
God. I always wanted to be him for Halloween. I might do that next year.
I never saw him as evil because he never did evil shit.
He was just being a bad bitch.
He was being a bad
Frieza in fucking Dragon Ball Z.
Frieza was pretty cool. Frieza was pretty fucking fly. Super fucking either gender or sexuality.
Yeah.
So like queer. No, he's just a queer ass nigga.
Yeah.
Just fucking shit up. Killing everybody. Killing whole planets.
Him is a good Halloween costume.
Facts.
That's phenomenal.
Should we all be him?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Oh my God. Imagine if the people from Him podcast all did him.
Oh.
That'd just be a lot of sexy ass him.
Yeah. That's
they are all quite
like
attractive.
That.
Shout out to Him podcast. Like yeah.
And then it made me think of. It made me think because there's now a lot more. Same-sex marriages and couplings being shown in like TV shows now. Like I be watching The Loud House because I'm not an adult.
I don't even know what that is. So.
It's a show on Nickelodeon, and the main character's best friend Clyde is a black boy who has two dads.
Aww,
and then the main character's girlfriend moved and had a show featuring a same-sex couple with a baby in a stroller looking for an apartment. Like, it just be in there. Like,
be normal.
And wow, it doesn't hurt anybody? Holy shit.
Oh, like, wow. Yeah. Look at that.
Is this in the real world, too? Oh, my God.
I mean, there's the really, like, ignorant thing where it's like, oh, this is gonna make kids be gay, but like if gay kids have seen straight couples in TV their entire lives, why are they not straight, according to your logic? Because you're illogical.
And there was also this meme that was kind of cutting at people where it was like, if you think that's like gonna influence kids, you guys watch a whole bunch of people be lawyers and doctors and y'all.
Y'all ain't shit.
That was the best.
Y'all are some broke boys, boy. Because
that was a
drag.
Fucking point.
Are we all house?
No. You watched people, you know, in family, like in marriages, and nobody's married yet. I'm waiting on y'all. Like, y'all
are
waiting
for
kids.
A lot of things.
Niggas got kids.
All of them.
Life.
The whole 90s and early 2000s.
Why are we just like dragging ourselves?
Because we have to.
Because we're trying to make a point.
Yeah. All right.
I'm hurt.
Representation
right now,
matters.
I'm hurt.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to say. Or Shego from King Possible.
Shego?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't really like Kim Possible like that.
That's my shit. But yeah.
What's
you look like
on?
Kim Possible a lot.
I do kind of emulate that style sometimes.
That's really funny. I emulate Hey Arnold.
Do you?
Yeah
you
do.
It's
you
actually,
wear a lot of flannel.
The sweater and the flannel.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's actually pretty great. I'm him every single year.
That's interesting.
I used to part my hair down the middle and everything.
What cartoon character are you, Akua?
Like what the fuck?
Like, I don't know.
You don't know who watch
the only
cartoons?
Person who watches cartoons doesn't have a character.
I just enjoy them. I don't
identify with any of them. I used to fucking love As Told by Ginger, my nigga.
Someone once told me the grass is much greener on the other side.
That's cool. Ooh,
that was good thing.
Good times.
Wow, you, Samantha?
Really good at that. Oh, what cartoon character? Mm-hmm. Garfield.
Wow, yeah. That is so fucking accurate. Yo.
Yeah,
that is really funny.
Yeah, I like to eat. I'm lazy,
but also very apathetic.
Yeah, very monotonous. Yeah.
It's so monotonous.
Yeah, I don't love lasagna that much. You though, should. But other foods.
Can you be Garfield?
Do you hate Mondays?
Yes, I hate every day.
Existence is a travesty.
Exactly. Yeah, Garfield is really good. I didn't even think about that.
Thanks.
And you're funny. Sometimes.
How long have you known that? How
somebody
long
used to call me Garfield in high school.
Wow, that's how long you've been this way.
Yeah. I mean, I've been this way since forever. I was nine.
It's, wow, that is a very long time.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Coming upon 20 years now.
You're coming up on 20 years
being
now.
Garfield. Ask me anything. What do you want?
I know all the lore. Come on.
Oh my gosh.
That's so funny. Yes. Well, and now you guys know our cartoon characters. Congratulations.
All right. Attention all hoes. We got to take a moment to tell you about a sponsor that is going to save you a lot of time and money, because we know you like time and money in addition to hoeing. So they're called Simple Health, and as the name suggests, they're here to make your healthcare, well, simple, starting with online birth control. So, you know, all of your favorite things are on the internet. There's porn, there's YouTube, there's your polyamorous group on Facebook, your podcast, and now birth control. With Simple Health, you can get your birth control prescribed online and delivered right to your door for free. Whether you're already on birth control, looking to get back on, or want to try it for the first time, Simple Health has got you. Now, did you know over 20 million people with uteruses in America lack reasonable access to something as basic and fundamental as contraception? If you listen to the show, I feel like you're probably not surprised, because you know how it goes. The existing healthcare system in America can prevent folks who need birth control from getting the care they need, whether it's insurance barriers or income or physical location. Thankfully, Simple Health thought of a better way. So here's how it works. You know when you go to the doctor's office and they ask you to fill out that long-ass form about your medical history and your conditions and your allergies, etc.? Simple Health is the exact same thing, but online, so it's way more convenient and comfortable. The process is comprehensive and feels very personalized, and they actually ask you for your preferences around birth control. So doctors actually help build this product and review every patient carefully to figure out whether or not you're a good candidate for birth control, and they pick the right method for your needs. And just to be clear, Simple Health isn't making their own birth control or anything like that. Their doctors only prescribe trusted and vetted brands of birth control, including pills, as well as the patch and the ring. And if you're already on birth control and just want the nice option of having it delivered right to your doorstep, it's even easier. You just fill in your pharmacy, any insurance information, and they take care of the rest. You never have to wait in a pharmacy line ever again. Best of all, Simple Health offers affordable care regardless of insurance. They do accept insurance, and luckily birth control is free with most insurance plans, so you can pay absolutely nothing to use this service for every single month. For those without insurance, pills start at $15 a month, which is still fairly affordable, and delivery is free for everyone. So the prescription is usually $20, but homies, that's y'all, can try Simple Health for free by going to simplehealth.com/inner or enter code INNER at checkout. I do want to mention that this isn't a replacement for routine evaluations by your primary care physician or your gynecologist, and you should still get checkups as needed, but this is the most convenient and comfortable way to get your birth control. Again, try an easier way to get birth control with Simple Health by going to simplehealth.com/inner, that's INNER, or just enter code INNER, that's INNER at checkout. Give it a try and let the hoes know what you think. Now, let's get back to the show. So, before we get into this next current event, we want to give you a content warning for sexual assault, and the time codes for when that begins and ends will be in the description of this episode.
So the Detroit Free Press, they did an investigation into TripAdvisor and their policies regarding people writing reviews and sexual assault allegations, being blackout drunk, being drugged, different levels of non-consensual acts, the reviews that people would write, TripAdvisor removing the reviews as well. And they also did like a partial investigation into, I think, Jamaica and their resorts as a whole.
Oh, shit.
And because there was constant reporting of American Taurus, this is only American Taurus, so you know, there's other Taurus, being sexually assaulted in Jamaica resorts. Mind you, Jamaica's not a very big country, and the resorts are in a pretty contained area. So, and they, the statistic that they had was one sexual assault per month for Americans.
Wow.
So that's a pretty high statistic considering how small the country is. So in the last year, because this article was written, so this was May 2019. So within the last year, from 2018 to now, they found 1,100 sexual assault reviews on TripAdvisor.
Wow.
So people are going on TripAdvisor and reviewing the resorts they stay at and writing about their sexual assaults that have happened at that resort.
Correct. Like that is a that is one of their reviews would be a sexual assault. But there was currently no way to filter
Like, just to see that.
Yeah, like which
food
like,
review.
Yeah,
rooms,
like
activities.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So then also there was a woman named Kay who said she was raped by a tour guide in Jamaica. And she wrote a review on TripAdvisor detailing her assault and that it was removed from TripAdvisor's website. So there was a change.org petition that got over 500,000 signatures that also helped, because TripAdvisor said they were looking into it regardless. But of course, you know that 500,000 people is a lot of fucking people. And that also prompted them to reevaluate their policies about reviews and also their filtering so people could find reviews.
So now there's a filter for sexual assault?
Yes.
It's lit.
I don't know if I would call it
Okay, so yes, but I don't
I'm glad that it's
lit.
So lit.
We got the sexual assault review tab. Hey,
I want to be able to click on it and not see anything.
Right.
But, you know, I'm...
There's nothing wrong with the facts.
Yeah.
Nope.
Or knowing the facts, rather.
Yes. So with Kay, like TripAdvisor, they had a spokesperson and they were saying like, oh, well, we offered her to write another review. We took the review down because she wrote it in the third person. Said that she wrote it in the third person out of fear of it was anonymity concerns. But yeah, for those concerns. So she wrote in the third person. But with TripAdvisor, one of their policies is that you are not allowed to write in a third person, but mostly because you're not allowed to report an experience for somebody else. You're only allowed to report experience that you, like a firsthand experience. And then there was another review that they also found was taken down, another sexual assault review, but they it was flagged because of the graphic nature of the review.
Okay.
But then they re-uploaded it once they like were able to go through and say, okay, this person isn't just saying some wild, crazy shit, because of course, you know, that could be pretty graphic. But the petition also calls to get that person who raped Kay to get their business removed off of TripAdvisor. But TripAdvisor is saying like, we're not going to do that. But they're saying that we're not going to do that because they're supposed to be impartial to businesses. So all the good businesses and the bad businesses are on TripAdvisor and it's up to people to review and rate them. So any experience that happens, whether good or bad, needs to go on the TripAdvisor website and it's up to people to decide whether or not they want to go there. And they're saying that if they remove that if they start removing bad businesses, that people can still operate. It's not they're going to lose their license to operate the business, but now they're doing it in a way that there's going to be nobody to report anything that happens.
You'd rather
with them.
People know that it's bad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's like, it's weird because it's like, you get it and you, but it's still weird, you know? It's like, it's a real, like, a kind of antagonist, protagonist kind of thing going on. But at least they did make strides to attempt to help people not have to go through these situations and try to filter it. They probably, they also changed policies so that things like when that person wrote that graphic
review,
that graphic review, that things like that won't be flagged. They won't be taken down. They probably be like, maybe grouped, maybe like, you know, block, like this contains like graphic stuff, you know, something like that. But it's that they are attempting, and you know, the thing about it is that this shit happens regardless. TripAdvisor isn't necessarily a vector which it can be if you see all these reviews about how great this person is, but like rapists are rapists are rapists, so they're gonna do what they're gonna do, because apparently the person who raped Kay was arrested for other rapes. So he was like just a serial rapist in a resort in Jamaica. And a lot of the rapes that happen are in inclusive resorts, like all inclusive resorts, because then people get over served and black out, and it's easy because it's so many people to like sip drugs or blah, blah, blah. And it's usually by staff of the resorts taking advantage of patrons.
I'm looking at the change.org petition mm-hmm. from Kay, and it says that this actually happened in the Horn of Africa. So I don't know if maybe USA Today got its wires crossed with the statistics about Africa and Kay's story, but yeah, I just want to make that notation.
Sorry, guys. But yeah, I mean, it's there. It's a tool.
That's good to know.
I'm sure that...
I know a lot of people who like travel alone, that's the fear that they have.
That is very important. And I feel like with this, there may be somebody who might actually make this an actual fucking platform. Like, hey, if you... Like, you know, like a TripAdvisor specifically for that. Because still, it'd be kind of hard to navigate that. And if you have a space that is for that, people may feel more comfortable. Because if there's 1,100 cases reported on TripAdvisor, you can only imagine how many cases go unreported. Mm-hmm. Especially because a lot of times in those foreign governments, they'd be like, my nigga, we don't believe you.
Yeah.
And like in a specific instance, because they were talking about two other women from Michigan who were raped, that they covered it up. Like they said like, oh, this was like a one-off instance, like a sex romp gone wrong, but then this person turned out to be a serial rapist. I think that's probably where all the confusion happened with that. But yo, shout out to
TripAdvisor,
sort of, kind of, because they already fucked up OD.
All right, yes, thank you for that, Rob. Now we're going to go into our next segment, which is called
Fuck Me,
about our sexual, romantic, and dating lives. That's a party on the weekend. That's a party on the weekend. She loved a party on the weekend. She loved a party on the weekend.
I'm gonna go because nothing's happening over here.
Hey, we gotta cool out the way.
First and done.
Okay, so there's nothing really going on in my life either. This is pretty short. I've been masturbating a lot.
Masturbation,
that's cool.
Hey.
Yeah, but like masturbation like 2019. And I just downloaded Hinge. And Hinge is interesting. Does anybody use it?
I don't know what that is.
It's a dating app. It...
So you can post videos on Hinge.
That's a difference, yeah.
And which I love, because all I got is videos. I don't got pictures of me, my nigga.
Oh, okay.
So you gonna get this Instagram.
You can caption your videos or your pictures.
Nice.
And then your page is... It's not a swiping feature. Like most of them, your page has prompts that you answer.
Yeah.
And for someone to like you, they have to like a prompt, which your reply, or they have to like a picture or a video. Like they just can't swipe yes or no.
That's good.
And then you like actually only like women and men, because some apps like have a men limit, because I guess men just swipe more. Yeah. So there's no gender bias. You just like have like a 20-minute limit for the day unless you pay more.
Got it.
So it makes you like a little bit more choosy about who you're swiping on.
Who you're liking.
Yeah. And then also the fact that you have to reply to something specific also makes you like think about it a little more. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't like do much of anything for me except for like choose not to swipe a lot of the people who I probably would swipe, because I'm like, do we really have anything in common? Probably not. It hasn't been fruitful. I did this like 2 nights ago. Okay. I was bored. But yeah, that's Hinge. A little review.
Hinge hasn't been fruitful the times I've used it.
You went on the date with that one guy.
and then I swore off everybody. So.
Oh, that was
so
the
it, app. It did
oh,
a
that
thing.
Was yeah, I think that was Hinge. Yeah, that was Hinge. It wasn't Coffee Meet Bagel. So yeah.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
The people are slightly more attractive.
On Hinge?
Yeah. I mean, they're way more attractive than fucking black. No shade, but.
No, black is. Oh my God. Remember the picture of the guy who, like, it was his funeral picture?
Yeah.
Why was it? It was his main picture on black, but it was, like the kind of, like, grayed out and, like the clouds. And
yeah, it was, like, a funeral program flyer.
I love that. Oh, no.
Black is. They're never going to sponsor this podcast like this, but it's a horrible. It's horrible.
Remember
everybody's so ugly on it, men and women.
No,
y'all are both.
That guy And then we both swiped right on him. Oh, and yeah. He swiped
in
right
South
on
South
us.
What, you mean
and,
in Austin?
Yeah. And yeah. It was just all horrible.
And his brother or whatever.
Yeah, his brother. And we was like, oh, he's going to bring the brother. And, it
and
was
they
just,
ghosted us twice.
They ghosted us in Austin. I'm like, you didn't even meet us. I mean, what they remember, like, oh, you guys are fucking ugly. But they didn't even meet us. And they both swiped right on us.
I don't know if this was ever talked about on the show, but Austin was like a very fruitless time in terms of
nothing.
It was nothing. Yeah, no. There was that one nigga who grabbed my ass.
Yeah, some unconsensual ass nigga that we hung out with the whole night. It was
who
cool
was in a Christian band.
A Christian band.
Very respectful until he's like, bye.
And grabs ass. And I was like inside the hotel, like, what the fuck? And it was just
a lot.
Yeah, Austin's not where you go to get D.
And then all the black niggas love
women. They look white girls.
Oh.
Definitely did not. We, you know, usually in New York, I get something. Oh, yeah. Even on my worst day, we did not get nothing. Sam was coming up with theories.
Oh, yeah.
Like, do we look like a gay couple? Oh, and then I thought about it, I was like,
nah, they just don't like black
they just
people.
Don't like, yeah, I was like, at the end of the day, I was like, it's not you. It's that they don't like black people. And if they do like black people, they're not the kind of black people that we look like. Come on. Come on, real dicks.
Oh, me? Mm-hmm. I tried to tailor, like, my fuck me into things that are in line with the show, obviously. Like, I can talk about a whole bunch of things. But masturbation. So, as you guys know, I've been gone for a little bit.
Yeah, this is a sad story.
I've been gone for a little bit,
back
guys.
With the jump up.
I am now a flight attendant. Which, you know, never thought that it would ever happen, but here we are.
Yay!
Yes. So to become a flight attendant for a JetBlue specifically, they've never said there was ever an issue with us talking about this on like any platform. So I'm going to just talk about it at length. You have to go down to Orlando. And that's where I was for a month. I kind of had to cut off like everything because it's a very intensive training. It is tests every day. Motor skills, they're testing everything. Basically, I went into it thinking, okay, flight attendants know how to pour drinks and stuff like that.
While there's turbulence and shit.
Yeah, we spend a total of 2 out of 31 days on actual service, which is what I do on a day-to-day basis. And the rest of the time, I am learning how to get people out of emergency in less than 2 minutes. That is the goal. You cannot get them out later than 2 minutes. So I'm learning.
So they know how to save my life like that?
Yes, they're going. We are going to save your life in less than 2 minutes.
And
I have practiced it on a sim, so I've been on an actual, all different types of planes. I know how to open every door. I know how to get 150 to 200 passengers out of a plane in less than 2 minutes.
That means I've been shitting on flight attendants my whole life.
You and I have too. So please trust and understand that they are there as a vehicle for your safety and strictly for that.
I love this.
I know how to put on
good
every
thing. I never
pay
attention
equipment.
To that fucking video. So
I know it's very funny because me? As I do it, no one's looking, and I'm like, I learned this. Y'all gonna look at me?
Nah.
But yeah, it's I've been in rafts. I know how to do a land emergency, a water emergency.
Wow.
I've every piece of emergency equipment before every flight. That's what they do. They're checking to make sure they're all up to par.
That's lit.
All of those things are things that I do.
Niggas is not just out here like serving cups of soda.
And every year I have to go back and relearn those skills so that shit. I don't lose them.
Yeah.
So it was in a very intense training, and it was just me and my class was 74 people. So it was me and 73 other people. We were taking tests together. We lost about 8 people who failed out because you can fail out. Mm. And it was so interesting watching how different people react to stress. We had somebody who was sitting in class just plucking out their eyebrows, like, and their eyelashes. And I just watched her spiral into what it was. Like, you would be sitting in a room and someone would burst in crying, like, I failed this test. I can't believe it. And you're just, like, consoling people that a week ago you didn't even know. Like, because it's just an intense training and you're sitting there and these are the only lifelines that you have. Like, you have to form groups, you have to, or you feel like you, because a lot of people moved across the country for this. People moved from other countries. People just kind of left their life behind and didn't have anything else other than this job, or else they didn't know what they're gonna do. So with that being said, two things happened. My saving grace was supposed to be
masturbation, which is why I was laughing, because I had my toy with me. It was my favorite toy.
That was your first mistake. You only bought one toy.
So I haven't really delved too much into it. You know, like, as you guys saw by now, you guys have seen like how many toys everybody has. Like, I'm just starting. I don't even know how to like make myself come with my own hands. It's never worked. Ever.
Oh shit, that used to be my
every time that I've ever tried
bread and butter.
It's just right? like
when it was a poor.
No. So that's how I was like, it's just never worked. So for me, it's always just been, I have a toy that's usually just like clitoral stimulation that works for me. I haven't done anything in terms of insertion. We'll get into that later because sex for me in general, that's why I'm saying I'm only things related to this, so y'all can really get inside of me.
Get inside of you. That's where I wanna be.
Nice.
But I had, like, it was something I got off of Amazon. It's kind of like a magic wand, but it's smaller. And I had to, like, order it on a different Amazon account because I didn't want my sister to see what it was. Blah, blah, blah. Because we share Amazon Prime together. But, you know, it took a lot of covert operation to get it to me so I can go out there. And, like, the weird thing is, and not that I was ungrateful, because, like, it's nice when someone's cleaning your room because you're, like, in a university on campus, but there are people cleaning your room every day. If you let them, they'll clean your room every day. So I walked in and I was like, all right, time to get it on. You know, it's been a stressful day. And I could not find it. And to say that I tore the room apart is an understatement. Like, 2 days later, I was like, maybe I forgot some spots. And I went, aha, like under the bed. And it was nowhere. So someone stole it, or they threw it out, or whatever. So
how
it just
they
got,
throw it
I don't
out?
Know.
They stole it.
Someone stole it.
That just sounds mad cute. And it looked like it was hitting.
It was so cute. It was hitting. It was doing everything.
She would
right.
like to reimburse Ordeca of her fake Hitachi magic wand.
Yeah, covertly I mean, you didn't say it like Amazon. That, but I feel you. Yeah,
just so they know which one.
Yeah, I gotta remember exactly what it was. It was black. It was cute.
That's nice. I like black sex.
Yeah, and that was something where it made the rest of the time there very stressful because I just didn't have any type of release.
You gotta hump a pillow.
Yeah, I haven't done that in a while either.
That'd be hitting.
It'd be hitting.
And it's like, if you don't think about it too hard, because then you're like,
I'm humping a pillow.
Yeah.
I'm a 26-year-old woman who's humping a pillow.
That's why fingers don't work for me, because like, I think to myself, like, this is just me. Like, and
yeah,
you know,
that's why I don't think myself. That should be weird.
Yeah.
But I used a banana when I was deployed once.
Oh, nice.
I was about to fucking die. And
sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
I don't know why I said that. I was about to say,
I shit myself, used a banana.
It was
we're just confessing a lot of things.
It was in two condoms.
One time I tried a video game remote control because there's a vibration.
I used to masturbate with
remote thing on there and it didn't work.
Oh,
it's just, I need a certain tempo and it wasn't hitting.
That's why
the
banana is hitting, because I got the curve.
Mm.
So be hitting that juice.
Bananas be hitting the G spot. That's a contender for episode
title. This is why my
mom
could not listen to this podcast. Because I'm about to cry. Because why did I say that?
She's just looking at her fruit bowl like, wow. What's happened? Exactly.
I got away all the fucking fruit, you dirty bitch.
Never come back into my house ever again.
It's all my condoms and my bananas been going.
Oh, fuck. Anyway.
And back to you.
No, I just thought about like all the people that might be listening to my masturbation story, but it's fine, guys. I masturbate. I don't know why you don't know that.
All the
great.
Other shit you talked about, that's the part that you worry
about.
I don't
about. Really. I feel like I don't have as much interesting stories in terms of things, so mine haven't been that raunchy, and now I'm just like, fuck it, you know, masturbate.
Yeah. Now you getting back into the, well, you feeding
you're
into that fake ass good.
Yourself.
Yeah, that good girl persona.
I know.
Bitch, get out of here.
I know.
You thought. You inner hoe.
I'm a hoe.
There you go. A firm.
Great.
Exactly.
But I haven't really, and this is another thing, I haven't really been feeling very in tune with my sexuality at all. Like, the puss is not working. It's just
not working.
It's a broken pussy.
I do not the idea of sex, I have to work myself into it. And like, I don't like sex as much. This has happened to me since, no, I like sex when I actually get into it sometimes, but a lot of the time I'm just not like with
in
it. Like, I'm not in the mood. But it's been that way since August. It was actually what kind of fucked up my relationship in the first place. The first time was really just like,
him feeling like, okay, so is it me? And I'm like, I genuinely do not know. To be fair, I've also been under a lot of stress, and right. I can't separate the two. It's just been a big stressful stretch of time mm-hmm. where I don't know if it's necessarily a relationship, but sex has just not been it. It has not been it. But I masturbate. So that's why it's been very confusing, because I'm like, it's not that the urge isn't there, because I masturbate daily, every day to go to sleep, sometimes twice a day.
Are you horny when you masturbate?
It could be compulsive.
Wait, are you horny when you masturbate? Or are you just like doing a thing?
I feel the urge to.
That doesn't answer my question.
But you're right. I don't even know what feeling horny is anymore. Unless, and this sounds bad, but unless I'm under some type of influence, I don't feel it naturally.
Okay.
And it's like, I don't know what the hell is going on. It's very strange, because it's never been an issue for me. Mm-hmm. Sex has always been something that no matter what's going on, I am good on that forefront. And now since like August of last year, but then... And I can say this because I already had this conversation with my boyfriend now. But when I was out there, I had low key, not fallen, but I had a ginormous crush on this guy out there. Mm-hmm. Like to the point where I was just like, I'm with it. You know what I mm-hmm. mean? But nothing ever happened, because afterwards I realized like I had a crush on somebody, but I feel like it was in such a fishbowl environment that I didn't even know anything about this person, but I was so fixated. But it was probably because this person was the only person paying attention to me. Or
that's, remember I told you that's some institutional love.
And yeah, that's exactly what that. It was. It's and you were right.
That shit hits different. It's
such a strong fixation, because you're like, you're the only person that I want to understand
and then,
me.
And then what happened? I'm going through. And, this, and what happened
and then
when
like
left?
At the end, before I even left, when I knew I was leaving, it was like, I don't even like you. I don't even like it. It was really like, it
you're
dissolved.
You're not even that cute now that I can see other people.
It's true.
His face it's becomes true. Ugly. Yeah.
So it does happen. When you have no other options, you think you will fall in love with what's available.
Yeah.
And it, I guess
love
knowing,
is so fake, am I right?
I know, right?
Yeah.
Facts.
Death to it.
Wow, that was deep.
I'm so lonely, bro.
Bro, Samantha. Oh.
Thanks.
You have to sit in it. You have to sit in the loneliness.
Yeah, I'm Gucci.
But that is what I've kind of been. I just feel like I got a broken pussy, you know? Like, it's not. And it's not Bryce. It's not my partner. It's not, like, sex in general. I don't know what it is. It's just, like, the idea. My brain is not connected. It happens. I can see that he wants it. We're like in the moment. And I'm just like, it's slightly because I feel almost as if it's an obligation and it becomes like a task, which sucks. Okay. Because when I'm by myself, it's not a task because this is what I want. You get what I mean? As opposed to like, I have to please. I have to perform, you know, like, and he doesn't want it to be a performance or like a chore. So for him, it's like, I like really do not have sex with me if this is not what you want, like, right. I'm good with that. But for me, I'm more worried about like, yeah, I appreciate you accepting the fact that this might not be what I want, but like, what the fuck is going on? I'm concerned, you know?
Yeah.
And it's been like that for a little bit, where I'm starting to realize also that I would rather fantasize really with strangers or things that are not close to me or realistic, mm-hmm. I guess, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. But then when it gets down to the actual nitty gritty, I don't want it. I freeze up and I'm like, oh no, I didn't think we were actually
gonna
do something. Holy shit.
Sex.
And I find myself like, which I guess isn't fair, but I find myself trying to be like, oh yeah, when we get back to the house, we're gonna fuck.
It's going
like,
down.
And then when we get back to the house, I'm like, wait a minute. I don't
what nigga turns over in bed but doesn't scoot the butt.
Yeah, and it's fucked up, but it's
you
true. I'm not doing
it.
I'm like, wait, why are you, what are you doing? You know what I mean?
Yeah. After you talked all this shit.
I do.
He's like, nigga, because, what are you doing?
Wait, what?
You thought we were
serious,
fucking.
Nigga?
The fuck?
So that's the hard fiction. Part. And that's something that
our writers wrote that.
It was an urban legend. It doesn't exist.
What if it's just simply, it's like your libido has just decreased lately?
Yeah, but it's, I mean, it's so different than what I'm used to.
If you rule out a medical condition, then it can be female sexual arousal disorder.
Because he's, I mean, yeah, he's completely understanding. It's kind of scary how nice and great of a partner he is. He's like, is it me? Do you want to try stuff with other people? Is it like, because I feel myself getting gayer and gayer by the day. I'm like, he's like, is it, do you want to do something
getting
with
gay?
No, me. No. Because I like,
how is this making him?
No, he was like, confused. Is it because I'm a man? Is it like, if he's asked me all these questions because he wants to know. You're hilarious. He wants to know and he wants to be as supportive as possible for whatever it could be. If it is something like wanting another partner, or if it's just wanting not him specifically. But the problem is I don't know, so that's kind of been my big damn. Like, I'm going through all this shit, I'm trying to learn a new job, and damn, I can't even fuck. I can't even use the toy that I like because it's fucking gone.
But well, that's, we're gonna reimburse you the toy.
Whoever stole my toy should be reimbursed with me.
Well, we don't want it back from whoever stole it.
Yeah, right.
It was probably the nigga who you liked.
The nigga was smelling it.
Just fucking came in my room
on the tip of his penis.
In the crack of his asshole, getting that prostate.
He was massaging
his prostate.
Whatever
he was doing.
And then he smelled it.
Tickling the testicles.
And then he was walking back to your room to give it to you. And then he was like, fantasy. I need this. I'm going to keep this. I'll get it back when we graduate. And then you dubbed his shit. And he's like, I'm keeping it.
Nigga, if you're listening right now, throw that out, son.
Yo, it ain't even right at this point,
bro. No.
We don't want it back,
but
you don't deserve
that. He's actually using it as he's listening to this podcast. Every time Rebecca talks, he's like, and then when I'm talking,
increases the speed.
Turn it off.
Oh shit, I'm right there. Oh shit, that's rock.
That's a fucked up nigga.
We're disgusting. Yeah, that's just been it. But all in all, and because a couple people have asked me, like, are you gonna talk about like your whole experience and stuff like that? Like, a bitch has been stressed out. A bitch has been going through a lot of stuff. But I'm gonna be okay. I still. It's funny because I entered this with the fear of flying.
I forgot that about you.
I still am on the plane now, and I'm good.
Shaking.
Only except, no, yeah. For takeoff, I cannot do takeoff. It's still because I get the stomach, I get a feeling in my stomach like when you're on a roller coaster. Mm-hmm. I can clearly do it, but I'm still like holding on to everything. Oh, yeah. I know where everything is.
I know.
It's good because I know. I think what makes it easier is I know how to get out of the plane under any circumstance.
That's a
I know
good
it.
Skill.
I know it.
That's a good skill.
So that's the good part, but it's still a lot to get used to, but it's what I want to do. You know, I'm being forced to get used to it because whenever a pilot has to use the bathroom, we have to walk into the flight deck to replace them. There always has to be at least two people on the flight deck. So I'm literally always in the front when they're using the bathroom, just staring out the front of the plane like, all right,
where
this
they
is the
pee?
Sky.
We're in the middle.
They pee
of the
in the regular lavatory. You just have one of the carts that they use to serve drinks. Mm-hmm. They block the aisle so that nobody can run down the aisle and like kill everybody. And your job is to face the aisle and look and make sure that if anybody's coming down,
a cart?
I promise you, we've learned that you can throw like actual cans of soda because it hurts when you throw against somebody's head. All of those things.
Rebecca's about to be knocking niggas out if they come charge.
We learn self-defense. I always have handcuffs in my bag. Like,
you
job.
You got handcuffs. You know, I've been looking for a nigga with handcuffs again.
My job is literally handcuffs. Not to serve Coke. It comes with it, but it's to make sure that no matter what happens in the plane, I am sacrificing myself to save all the people on the plane.
Wow.
That's it. That's my whole job.
This nigga Rebecca has handcuffs.
I do.
Wild style. That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
Do you have a shield and a gun?
Well,
also?
They're flexi cuffs, so they're not made of like hard material.
Boring.
They're
made of
wow.
We
were
good.
You don't have handcuffs.
They're handcuffs.
They're not.
Can I? I just want to be cool again. They are handcuffs.
You have zip ties, bro. You are not cool.
I have.
I'm glad that you can save people and shit, but
you're a liar.
You have two pieces of yarn.
This nigga is literally has the strength
be loved,
from her
yeah. skirt. I've been through so much. Like
anyway.
I'm sorry to hear about your arousal things, Rebecca, but definitely make the time and the space to dig deep in it.
I'm working on it. Maybe trying some new shit. Maybe, you know.
I'm just not gonna say putting therapy as much pressure on
You could also just try therapy, but I mean it could literally just be psychological, and then it could also just be a time to understand that you like to understand who you are without sex,
which is a funky ride, bitch.
But it's something that you have to actually dedicate yourself to, and not.
I thought you were calling
passively.
Her a funky red bitch. I was like,
I said it's a funky ride.
With either one. That's not what you would say.
I am a funky red bitch.
It is
funky.
A ride.
Pretty funky red bitch.
Imagine a Koo saying that.
No,
you're a funky red bitch.
I don't wanna. Sounds not black.
So I was like, I pictured a white soccer like, mom with a minivan.
Koo said that.
Disgusting.
Koo said that.
It angered me. Well, right, this is my time.
Yes.
I'll just make this like not long. Me. Hi, my name is Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Hey. So, all right, that's my fuck me.
All right.
That was a funky ride.
I've just been doing a lot of shit. I've been balancing a lot of different roles. I got anxiety. I'm sweating even more now. I've been doing a lot, balancing a lot of roles. So I'm a firefighter candidate. I'm about to be like a fucking officer candidate, still in the fucking army and still doing my regular work shit and doing this podcast shit. And it's really stressful. Like, this is the most stress I've ever felt in my life. And I've been stressed out before, but it's just so much. It's so much in such little time. Like, everything's just happening so fucking fast. And I'm having, like, extreme, probably kind of reasonable, but some real ass anxiety. Like, am I even cut out for this shit? Like, firefighter's a big fucking deal. I don't know. Like, of course I'm cut out for it. I think, but like,
I've never had a second thought. I know some firefighters. I'd be looking at these niggas like, who saving?
Whose mans is you taking out that building? Like, I mean, but just like the mental aspect of it, you know, and just like, if I'm like this scared now, like what's going to happen when shit really hits the fan? Like, it's just so like, it's so much. Oh, I've hit my face on the mic. It's so much. And now I can't masturbate because my dogs are home. They allow me to not masturbate because they sleep in the bed sometimes. Or they'll like find the spot where I masturbate and lick it, and it's freaky. So I don't masturbate when they're home. That's nasty. It is very disgusting. But dogs are really drawn to like body fluids. They're very drawn to body fluids. Though. Like, no matter what kind of fluid it is, they love it because it came out of your body. Well, they sit in the bathroom when I take a shit. Even when I be like, wow, I don't want to sit in this bathroom while I'm taking a shit. They're in the bathroom. And I don't know, like, my relationship, it's like, it's difficult because I feel like I require an amount of support that my boyfriend isn't used to giving. And that's also like anxiety inducing. So I'm like, what's going to happen when I really need you? Like when this academy starts and I'm not going to have time to physically be with you anymore, but I'm going to still need that support. I'm going to still need you to call me. I'm going to still need you to affirm what I'm doing. And I know I'm going to doubt myself. And I'm going to need you to just, you know, lift me up. But if you're having a hard time doing this now, what's going to happen then? And is this like, is this the kind of stress that I'm going to need at that time? Because relationship stress on top of the stress of literally I'm going to be joining a job where my performance will make or break somebody's existence, including my own and my coworkers. And it's like, do I even really want the extra stress that can come with my significant other failing me in a support system role? It's like a lot of thinking, a lot of reevaluating, a lot of like, I have no time. I don't have any days off for like the next 2.5 weeks. Like, it's just, I be dying. I'm dying, my niggas. So, you know, I be fucking, but then I be like, oh, the nuts.
That's sad nuts.
Yeah, because after you're done fucking, I mean, I go to sleep, but then it's like, that'd be the time that I just feel like so free. But it's like something that you can't keep forever. And I have to make the conscious effort to not turn to substances to like really alleviate myself. It's a very difficult struggle to say, hey, I'm going to stay clean and I'm not going to do anything stupid. But also I have to accept that I'm going through this wild, extreme change that I'm going to be in training for almost a year, four and a half months for FDNY, like almost 6 months for officer shit. And it's all physically and mentally tasking things where you're literally, you know, you're really in control of people's lives. Mm-hmm. It's kind of fucking scary. So I don't know. And then I don't know. I'm like realizing too that I'm never going to be able to be like myself in any of these jobs that I'm choosing. Like I'm always going to have to be the young cis nigga who's never going to talk about their other gender partners. And like, I don't know. I'm probably never going to be Rob. Like niggas love calling you by your first name. They're going to be like, and fuck it up because people are fucking don't understand names that aren't John and Bob and shit. Mm-hmm. Like it's, I'm coming to terms with that too. Coming to terms that I'm going to be a black person entering a predominantly white space. Mm. And I know that I have to get ready for the aggressions that will come with that because it will happen. Even if they're like microaggressions, like, oh my God, you're so articulate. Because that's going to happen. Or, oh my God, you're like, you're so strong for a, you know, woman. Like, it's going to be a lot. When they say that they ain't no women in the fire department, they ain't fucking lying. So I know that I'm going to be the minority on top of the minority on top of the minority on top of the minority. Like I'm just pushing myself into like these very challenging spaces. And it's cool because you got to challenge fucking norms. But also it sucks. And I'm tired. And I won't cry. And I keep having panic attacks because I'm so sad. But you know, y'all niggas is OD. Like, damn, Robbie. But I'm gonna be smooth. It's just like time.
It's hard.
And support, and I don't know. And yo, pray for my pup. This bitch almost died the other day. So that's another amount of stress. Cause I can't even like sleep. I just be like staring at her.
Nova?
Yeah, cause she sees. And it fucking killed me. It was the scariest thing on earth. I mean, she's like fine. She was like bumping into shit, shitting everywhere when she was done. But now I can't sleep because I just keep looking at her in the bed. And sometimes she just be getting up and walking away. And then me and the other dog, we just get up and just wait for her to come back.
Like, bitch, where are you going? Where you
tired.
At?
We both tired. It's just like, it's just so much. Then I have active duty. In between active duty, I have FDNY shit. And then when I get off of active duty, I have FDNY shit. Then I go back on active duty. And it's like,
that's a lot.
You got responsibilities.
And I can understand why that, you know, could be inducing anxiety for you. That's a fucking lot. In terms of kind of faulty romantic support, how are you trying to like foster other support systems? Because you have us as the hoes. You have friends that you can lean on as well. Is there a lot of significance you're putting on your romantic partner as a source of support?
Maybe. But I know like, I know that I have an issue like telling niggas when I'm really like going through it. Like I'll tell like y'all niggas like all separately, but I won't talk to y'all niggas as a group. And I don't know why I'm like that, but I do also have like a strong like fear of like what I'm going through isn't like real. Like it feels like I build things up so much in my head and it's not that serious. And he's going to be like, we all going through shit. Like, how the fuck are you freaking out? And you're having like all this anxiety and panic and shit. Like everybody's struggling, my nigga. Like what the fuck? Even though nobody's ever said that to me, I still get that fear, which is why it's like, nah, I'm fine. I just don't want to say anything. Cause I feel like that rejection would like kill me to death. And I just expect, and I mean, it might be like a pretty big like load on him. I can't front, especially this is a new relationship. We've only been together for 3 months, even though we've known each other for this long. He was never in this capacity, so it could be a pretty big load to say I want you to do everything. Like I want you to be there for me in this capacity, in that capacity. But then again, I also don't ask for a lot from him because I understand that he's just not that emotionally advanced. And like it'd be something as simple as, can you just call me when you get home? Because I I shouldn't have to explain to you. It's like, you already know that something bad happened today. So like, can you just call me when you get home? And then I'll hit him up at 5:00 a.m. Like, what the fuck? And he's like still up. And he's like, I just thought like, you wanted to sleep. And I'm like, but I literally verbatim said, can you just call me? Mm-hmm. And he's like, okay, cool. I fucked up. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I was burnt out. This excuse, that excuse, da, da, da. And it's like, he's, but at the end of it, it's like, okay, honestly, I just wasn't being mindful of you, which I'm happy that he comes to the conclusion. But it's like, I can't afford to be mad at you. Like, I can't afford that extra stress, because it's just like, it's just too many things. And that is something that I can control. I can control being with you. I might not be able to necessarily control all these other things, even though these are all choices. These are all choices, like, these are things that directly benefit me. Mm-hmm. It's like, I love him and I want to be with him. But it's like, also, if it's too much, and if I don't feel, if I feel like there's more, it's another burden, then I'm gonna have to, like, dip, even if it's, like, dope. But it's like, it might not be dope right now.
I've done that before. Sometimes you gotta cut what you can.
And I don't, but I don't.
It sucks though.
Don't get me wrong. And I don't think it's gonna come for sanity for now. Like, of course, I still have time and we'll see. But that's just something that is, like, in the back of my head. Because you're right, for sanity, like, sometimes you really got to put yourself first. And I really don't think that I'm asking for, like, crazy shit. I think it just, it might seem that way because he's probably never been with somebody who's as, like, verbal, like, as, like, communicative mm-hmm. with me. Like, you don't have to guess what I want. Like, I tell you, if I'm going through this, this is exactly what I need you to do. Like, I can't expect you to do these things for me if I don't tell you. So I'm going to make sure when it comes to my mind, I tell you. So when I tell you to call me, my nigga, call me. It doesn't take long. And the fact that you're texting me means you could have just called me. The fact that you're on my fucking Instagram looking at my story, but you're not answering my text messages, but you got all these excuses when you could have just hit me up on Instagram, because clearly that's going through. It's like, I don't want to have to think for you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You just got to do that shit yourself. Like, pick up on the fucking cues. Because
or the verbatim statements.
The verbatim statements.
Listen, if I tell you, like,
my nigga, you know, like, it's hard, and I don't know. That's, like, the part where it's just, it's different with men. Because you really got to hold their hands if you want them to love you the way that you want to be loved. It's like, it just don't come. It's not natural for them, no matter what kind of environment they grew up in. And, you know, it only becomes natural after somebody has taught them how to do it. And it's like, I'm becoming that. I'm that motherfucking teacher. But I don't know. I don't know. But I will. I mean, now y'all niggas know, at least. Yeah. So, and I definitely, you know, I do tell my parents, and I do tell, like, Randiva and stuff. And if I do really feel like I'm about to die, like, I will reach out. Y'all niggas know I won't. Mm-hmm. I won't let myself go back nowhere like that. But it's just, it's all scary. I've just never been in a position where all of my dreams were coming true at once, and it's very overwhelming. Because it's like, you don't want to fuck anything up. I don't want to fuck this podcast up. I don't want to fuck the FDNY up. I don't want to fuck OCS up. It's like, you gotta be perfect in everything. My body's tired. I'm going through, like, a real physical change. Like, my body hurts.
Well, yeah, you are pushing yourself to a lot of physical extremes.
And I have to. And that's the shitty part. It's like, mm-hmm. right now, I don't have the chance to go, you got to take care of yourself, da da da. Like, I could only do what I can, but I have to push myself to physical extremes, because I have to work 4 times as hard to be half as good as a man when it comes to physical abilities. And that's just, it fucking sucks. Why'd you do that, God? But it is what it is. And they're not gonna coddle me. Mm-hmm. They're not going to tell me, like, because I'm supposed to be able to perform the job just as well as them. Yeah. But I have to give it more than my all. I have to go till I throw up and run through my own vomit. Like, it's pretty fucking extreme. I'm walking around with a 60-pound vest through the fucking park, 3 miles, trying not to die. My boyfriend's like, do you need help? And I'm like, no, I'm a goddamn, just because you're a man. That's what I'm thinking in my head. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I don't need help. Because I have to be able to do this. I can't just be like, hey, can you pick up my load for me? Mm-hmm. That's literally like me going, hey, can you go to that burning building for me?
Yeah.
I'm not feeling it today. That guy up there, he's a little too heavy. I can't break him down. Can you give me a hand? I just got to be able to do it all. So I don't know. I'm just in charge of so much. There's so much to lose. And niggas really, firefighters do be dying. And if it's not from, like, fucked up firefighter shit, if you like, from wild cancer. So it's like, also I'm having to come to terms with the fact that I'm literally choosing a career where I am willingly putting myself in extreme danger from all facets, and I'm likely shortening my lifespan significantly. Mm-hmm. Like, I can die anywhere from my first fucking day to my last day to 10 years later from lung cancer. Like, it's scary as fuck.
Damn. Damn.
But for now, catch up with making lattes. Got matcha for Sam. Had a lemon turmeric lemonade in this bitch. Like, we still regular niggas out here working that minimum wage, you heard?
Floating rock.
We gonna get lit at this party.
And we will.
Because I'm gonna have a firefighter emoji on that cake. I'm gonna have a mic on that cake. I'm gonna have a graduation cap on that cake. I'm gonna have a little diploma for your certificate.
Aw, that's such a sweet
And I'm not gonna make it. So you're good.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
Well, you know that you have supports with us.
Yes.
You know, your relationship, this can be, you know, kind of the feel out for a relationship, because things are all good till stress starts coming, and then you have to see how your partner handles it, you know?
Yeah, I know the nigga's stressed out too. Don't get it twisted. Like, he works a same minimum wage ass job, but with way more manual labor than I'm dealing with now. So I know, like, he really.
But that's what you sign up for when you get into a relationship. You know what you're going through, and then you're saying, I am committing to the emotional labor of somebody and physical labor of somebody else. That is the contract of a relationship.
True. It's a compromise. Like, if I can't do this, then I'm not going to do it type shit. Because you don't have to. You literally can be, like, single.
Yeah.
Be dope. Like,
niggas be forgetting sometimes. Like, mm-hmm. Niggas think they got to partner up. You can just be single, too. Until you figure it out. But, I mean, I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not happy. So.
I mean, we have to write it out and see,
see how it goes. It. Sometimes shit be hitting. Sometimes shit don't be hitting.
But you have other supports. You're not going to fuck shit up. Because you amazing. You that nigga.
True.
And I can only speak for this podcast shit, but we got you. So
that's it.
You know, you can't fuck that up. And you be running, so you got it.
I do be running.
I can't run down
y'all
the block.
You seen them damn miles, my nigga?
Oh, they my be running, God. They be squatting, they be lifting shit. Like,
my
nigga.
Body be like, And I be like, no, you gotta keep going. Like, it's not where it stops. We're gonna eat. Don't worry, we're gonna eat cake. I was like, okay, you got me. But thanks, y'all. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
My tears are sweating.
We're gonna do a bunch of fuck yous when we wrap up June, which is right before the break we're taking in July. So please to ask us for advice, share your hotels, or rant against the white cishet patriarchy. Send your thoughts to ihupodcast@gmail.com, and don't forget to include your pronouns. If you sent stuff in previous weeks, don't worry, we're gonna read that on our last episode in June, and we'll see you all next week.
If you guys would like to follow us on social media, you can do so at InahoUprising without the G on Twitter, at InahoUprising on Instagram and Facebook. Go to InahoUprising.com to pay a hoe or buy some merch. You guys can follow me, Akua, at Hey Akua Girl on Instagram and Twitter.
You can follow me at The Darkest Timeline on Instagram. That's literally where I'm at the most. I'm never on Twitter, but it's Rebby or Not. It's also Rebby or Not for Venmo and Cash App as well, just to let y'all know.
Just to let y'all niggas
it's
know.
It's all Rebby or Not. Because
it really is The Darkest Timeline, and Rebecca needs money.
You can also hit up if you want to send Rodecca something, you can hit up our P.O. box. I'll put that in the description for this episode.
I'm on reserve. There's no money coming.
Send Rebecca mad sex toys.
Yeah,
please. Exactly.
Send her mad little sushis.
I'll be happy.
Do you really need more than one?
Yeah, of course, because you can do
because you don't charge them.
I literally let one die, and I went to the other one, and that died, and I went to the other one, all in one session. This is not a game. That's why you have 15. And if you want to follow me, Rob the God, I am panafrican.bluescratcher on Instagram, vanta.black with a Q for my Instagram, even though I don't post because I'm not creative anymore. Bye. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm Rob_the_God.
It ebbs and it flows for creativity.
Oh, yeah.
My name is Sam. You can follow me at SlamRid on Instagram and Twitter, and Carmen San Diego for travel and food photos.
Bye, my niggas. Happy Pride, y'all.
Bye.